Okay, today is Daf Samach Dalet. We're in Samach Gimel on the base bottom line. Tana Rabbanan, below to the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, Uvenuchi Yomar, Shuva Hashem, Rivivos, Alpha Yisrael. What's Rivivos, Alpha Yisrael? Malamet, that teaches us, She'ein HaShechina Shora, the Shechina is not resting, Pachos Mishnei Alafim Vishnei Rivivos Mi'Yisrael. Less than 22,000 Jews. The Shekhinah doesn't rest on less than 22,000 Jews because it's two tens and two ones. Two tens is 20 and two ones is two. It's 22,000 Jews. It's a funny number, no? That says even one person. Right, so you have to, what kind of Shekhinah Shori is this that you need 22,000 Jews? Where did that number come from? Why that number? He says over here, the Sheet Demokabetz that says, because that's roughly, we'll give or take a few hundred, that's the number of Levim that were in the Midbar. You count, it's about 22,000. Therefore, what?
Why Levim?
Well, they're the holier tribe. Right? They're in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, in the Midbar, there were no Kahanim. There were four Kahanim. Right?
Well, how about the... For a
minion. He just asked that. Okay. So I said, what kind of Shechina Shori is this? It's not the same thing as a minion. It's not even the same thing as one person sitting and learning in his living room, right? Right. Anyway, HaReshah Yisrael, Shnei Alafim V'Shnei Rivavos, Chaser Echad. Let's say you have 22,000 minus one. One guy didn't show up.
You mean 21,999.
Zeh lo asak b'peruvu. And let's say there was no peruvu, so there was no extra person. Nimsa zeh gar m'shchin l'shetestalik m'Yisrael. He causes the shchin not to come. One person. Avachanon Amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar Chayiv Misa. He didn't Chayiv Misa for that. Shenemar Ubonim Lohayu Lahem. Where's that? That's by Nadav and Avihu that they didn't have any children. It says Nadav and Avihu they died and they didn't have any children. Ha, where am I? Ha Lohayu Lahem Banim. If they did have children, Lo Mesa, they wouldn't have died. Achem Omrim Gorim L'Shchina. Shetestalek mi Yisrael, it causes the Shechina to leave. Shenemar, because it says liyotz lechal lohim zaracha acharecha bizman she zaracha acharecha Shechina shara. If you have children, the Shechina stays. Ein zaracha acharecha al mi shara. What's the Shechina going to rest on? Al etzim v'alavanim. So the Shechina doesn't come. Okay, that ends that Gemara. Next Mishnah. It's more of the same. Nasa isha. Let's say someone gets married to a woman. I tell you the truth. I don't know how the Torah paskit, how I don't know the modern day halachic psak of this halacha. It does come up. You meet people sometimes. I don't know the psak. I don't know what happens. So we're just learning now in the Beis HaMedrash. I don't know the halacha lemaisa, what people do. I know people that stay married longer than 10 years and don't have any children. There are people out there like that. I don't know the halacha, how we lemaisa, what people do today. But this is the Gemara in Mishnayos. Nasa Isha, a man gets married, Vishaha Ima Eser Shanim, and they stay married for 10 years, Velo Yalda, and they don't have any children. Ena Rishai Levatel, he's not allowed to just throw in the towel on the mitzvah of Puruvu. Not allowed to do that. Well, I can't do it, I tried. No, that's not an answer. That's not an answer. That's all the Mishnah says. That's not an answer. You can't be Mevatel the mitzvah. So I gave my ishtadlus. No, yeah. Marrying one person for 10 years is not considered enough ishtadlus. What?
It's a famous
that what?
This, Gemara.
What's the Rashi?
On Yitzchak, I think it was.
We're going to get to that in a minute. The Rashi got it from this stuff. Yeah, okay. Girsha, he divorces her. Muteres linasei la'acher. She's allowed to marry someone else. We don't know why this happened. So he divorces her. He'll marry someone. She can also get married to someone else. Virishai Hasheni.
There's
a Mishnah.
There's a Mishnah that it's the woman's fault.
No, not at all.
No,
not at all. If it was the woman's fault, she can't get married.
That's right.
That's called an islandess. An islandess is not allowed to get married.
They didn't know those days.
What? They didn't know. We don't know whose fault it is.
Right, but I think
not at all. Absolutely not. We're going to get to it. But absolutely not. If that were the case, she can't get married. Because she's an islandess. Islandess is someone who can't have children. She can't get married. Right? Unless the guy says, I'm mochel, I don't care. Hey, he's 80 years old. But as a general rule, no, we're not blaming her at all.
All I'm saying is Isla's may look a little different.
We're not blaming her at all. The proof is she's allowed to get married. If we suspected her, we wouldn't let her get married. She can get married again. Sometimes these two don't tango that well. Let him get married to someone else, let her get married to someone else.
And let's say it's his fault. Let's say yes.
We're going to get to that. Girsha Vershaya Shana Lishasim Esoshana. The second husband can stay with her for 10 years. How can you call it her fault? They can stay married for 10 years. Vimi Pila, let's say she miscarries. Mone Mai Misha Shepila. The 10 years begin from the miscarriage. They're married for 5 years. And they had to start the miscarriage and start over again. Okay. Again, how we pass in Allah Alamais, I don't know.
Well, that's fair.
Right. Now, Tanu Rabbanon, where does 10 years come from? Who made up that number? As a matter of fact, the number B's, the Gemara is going to say it's a different number. But right now, the Gemara says, Mishnah said 10 years. Tanu Rabbanon, Nasa Isha, a man gets married to a woman, Vesha Ima Eser Shanim, Velo Yalda, Yatza, Vitein Ksuva. So you have to get divorced, but she gets a Ksuva. The getting the Ksuva is proof positive that it's not her fault. Otherwise, she wouldn't get the Ksuva. Shema lo zacha libanas mimena. Maybe there's no zechus here. Not blaming anybody. No zechus. No kids. We're trying for 10 years. So she gets a ksuva, full ksuva. Afal pi shein raya ladavar. Even though there's no raya to this, zecher ladavar. There's a zecher for this. Mikes eser shanim loshevet Avram be'eretz Kanan. After 10 years of living in Eretz Kanan, right? Malamed. She'ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz olam in a minyan. We don't know when Avram and Sarah got married. We don't know when they got married. They could have been married, some say they were married for 50 years. 40 years, long time. They got married, let's say when they got married, they were young. How old are they now? We meet Avram when he's 75 years old. And how old is Sarah at that point? 65. Right? That's when we meet them, for the first time. When does he take Ishmael? When does he take Hagar? When he's 85. Because Ishmael's born when he's 86. So 10 years they waited. No children from Sarah. It's okay, try Hagar. Now, they were married before. We don't know how long they were married, but they were married more than 5 minutes. What? So that's what the Gemara says. Right. She'ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz olam min haminyan. What does chutz la'aretz have to do with Puruvu? So one of two answers. The Marsha says, not the Marsha, the Ramban says, that's why it's not a halacha, it's only a raya ledavar. It's a zecher ledavar. Why is it a zecher? Because this only applied to Avram Avinu. Only Avram and Sarah had this rule that time in chutz la'aretz doesn't count. Well, that then why isn't it a raya?
What?
Why isn't it a raya?
What do you mean? What?
It should be a raya that if you're married for 10 years and you don't have any children, you get divorced. We said, how do you know? We don't have a raya, how do you know? We have a zecher from Avram Avinu. We picked the same number 10 because of them. What's wrong with Avram Avinu? Why isn't that a good raya? The answer is because Avram living in Chutz La'aretz was a pagam for him. Therefore, that time didn't count. Right? Others say that living in Israel is a mitzvah. And if you're not there, that could be the reason why Hashem's not looking favorably upon you. And therefore it's like an Avera almost, or it's an Avera, and therefore, since it's an Avera, Hashem's not smiling upon you, and you're not Zohar to have children. Now, it's not only Avram Avinu, it's everybody. Right? Lefikach, therefore, chalahu, if he's sick, or if she's sick, or shnehem chashuv and beis asurim, or if they're in jail, or one of them is in jail, and if they're in jail, it's hard to be together. They didn't have conjugal visits in those days, so they're not together, right? Ain ol lomadet, that doesn't count that time. That time doesn't count, right? Amalei Rava Lerav Nachman, v'leilef mi Yitzchak. So why don't we let it out from Yitzchak? Yitzchak was married for 20 years without children. What's wrong with Yitzchak? Tziv, Yitzchak ben Abarim Shana Kachta was Rivka. He was 20 years old when he took Rivka. Tziv, and it says, Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beled Des Osam. And he was 60 years old when they gave birth to Yaakov and Esav. One second. How old was Rivka?
12.
Rashi says in Chumash that the first 10 years didn't count. Why didn't they count? The first 10 years of Yitzchak and Rivka's marriage didn't count.
She couldn't have children.
Because she couldn't have children. She's only 3 years old. After 10 years, so it's the same 10 years. Rashi says it in Chumash. So what's the Gemara asking? What's the Gemara asking? What's the Gemara's question? Why didn't you learn from Yitzchak? It's the exact same 10 years.
According to the Shita, she wasn't three.
Huh?
According to the Shita, she wasn't three when she got married.
You see from here that the Gemara holds she wasn't three. Otherwise, it's not a question. We all grow up thinking she was three. Why? Because we all in Rashi as little kids.
I know, but Seder Olam, I think, has exact date.
Who?
Seder Olam.
1 second. So look at Tosfos. Look at the second about Tosfos. Vim Tomar. Yitzchak Nami. Lo Shaha Yoser Miyud. Yitzchak also didn't wait more than 10 years. Lafi Mash Apirish. Shaloh Hai Sarifka Elabas Gimel. Kishinasa. If you hold she was three. The Ad Shehasa Basket Beis until she was 12. Lahai Zeruila Holid. So what's the Gemara's question? The Yesh Lomar answer is Shem Midrashim Cholkin to the Pirish La'el. Answer number one, it wasn't three. Answer number two, this is a hard answer. The Yesh Lomar Ode.
Uh-oh.
What the?
There's another thing she played with.
Oh, that wasn't her. The Ode.
That's there.
What that was. The Ode. The Muchach Aperach Mitzorah Morer Shevedoris Harishonim in the old generations Hayiruulim Laholid Harbe Kodim Zmanazeh. In the old times, they could have babies before 12. So Rivka could have had a child before 12. So she could have been three. The problem is that the numbers don't fit. How young can a girl have been to have a child?
Right.
Eight?
Right.
Nine? Seven?
They never use the number 13 anyway. No matter what it is, it's never 13. Is it 12?
Or 11?
Nine?
So,
it's never 13.
So in other words, what Tosfos is explaining is, the Gemara is saying, learn from Yitzchak, that it was more than 10 years. How many years was it? We don't exactly know. Because we don't exactly know when Rivka could have had children. But it's more than 10.
So in those days, the katana doesn't really mean the katana.
Correct.
But all those gemaras, the katana, the
it didn't apply. There's a gemara mitzvah mora that says that people had children at very young ages. Right. Now, I don't know, I don't remember there if it's women also. Definitely men. That like Bezalel was 8 years old or something, at very young ages. I don't remember, but could be. Tosfos says it could be women too. Why should only men and not women? And L'chor both. So it could be. So therefore, the question is, it's more than 10. How many more? That we don't know. Okay. Amalei, so the Gemara answers, no. You can't bring a rye from Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak, akur haya. Yitzchak was sterile. So therefore what? If the man falls, it goes out the window. So it's not a raya. It's not a raya that 10 years means anything. It's not a raya. I'm sorry. I take that back. The 10 years is a raya, even though Avram was akur. The 10 years is a raya. Why? Because after 10 years, they let her go. However, the reason why it says that Yitzchak was 60. Now, it was not to teach you a din about equate 20 years. That's not the reason. It was a whole different reason. Ella, hahubi ba'ile, l'kadrev chiyah bar abba. It's for chiyah bar abba's point.
I have a different reason. Bayam Ravina was, he had a haftach from the Rebbein Shalom that he would grow into a great nation. He has to have children.
So then, according to that, Yitzchak also would have to. Because where else is that nation coming from?
All right, I'll take that back.
But he didn't say from who? He didn't say from
well, there's no one else.
Well,
Avram's not alive. Well, who else?
No, I'm saying Avram is going to have a child. Maybe it's from another woman. I know it's from
right.
So they said they tried from Hagar.
He was still alive. He was still alive, but there was no. Alive. There's no action. And Sarah's not alive. Sarah died. So where's he getting another child from?
Exactly.
He had more children, by the way. All those other people.
Tumor, right.
So none of those kids matter. None of that. The pasuk says he sent them away. Right. The pasuk says he sent them away. None of you are part of this Jewish nation. He sends them away. So is a different point. Why do we know the years of Yishmael? Why does the Torah tell us how old Yishmael was when he died? Who cares? In order to calculate the years of Yaakov, because we know that Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. How do we know that? Because Aaron was 86 when he had Yishmael, and he was 100 when he had Yitzchak. So he was 14 years older than Yitzchak. If Yitzchak was 60 when he had Esav, right? That means what? That Yishmael is 74 years older than Yaakov, right? Now we also know that Yaakov. Well, everything I'm saying is in this Rashi here. We also know that when Yishmael died, he was 137 when he died. If he was 137, and we also know that he died right when the brachas happened, at the very end of Parshas Toldos, that's when he died. How do we know that's when he died? How do you know that? Because it says in the Pasuk that Esav went ahead and married the daughter of Yishmael, the brother of Nevaios. Why does it have to say that he was the daughter of Yishmael, the sister of Nevaios? Why does it say that? Because Yishmael died. So who walked her down to the chuppah? Nevaios. Because Yishmael is no longer here. The Torah had to say it's Nevaios' sister. So if Yishmael died right then how old was Yaakov when he got the brachas? 63. Right? He was 63. How old was he now? If you go calculate all the years he spent by Lavan and all the years of Yosef being in Mitzrayim.
Shame Aver.
One second. So Shame Aver is missing.
That's how you know
he was in 14 years. Because when he meets Pyro, Pyro says to him, Nuhi Yaakov, how old are you? He tells him, I'm 130. So if you go back all the years, they'll be missing 14 years. Those are the only 14 years in the whole Torah that it's not accounted for. So we have a tradition, he was in Yeshiva Shem Beheva. Right? That's why it says he was 60 years old.
I never understood, how do you know Shmuel didn't die early?
Because
he got engaged.
Because the pasuk goes out of its way to say that he married Yishmael's daughter, the sister of Nevaios. Right. So when they got engaged, Yishmael was alive. But at the time of the chasana, he was already dead. So therefore, Nevaios walked her down to the chuppah. He gave her over. Right. That's how you know. That's a little bit of a diuk. It doesn't say that in black and white. It's a diuk. But okay.
Also,
I don't know. What? We have a tradition. We don't know. We have a tradition. There's a 14 missing years. So what did he do? What happened? By the way, I'll tell you something else. We also know that Yaakov was punished, that he lost Yosef for 22 years. Kineged the 22 years. That he wasn't, he didn't. The 14 years don't count.
I know, I don't get that.
They don't count. Those 14 years don't count. What? Doesn't count. As a matter of fact, in the end of Parshas Toldos, Yaakov, it's a very, no one ever mentions this. It's an unbelievable Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says that Yitzchak tells Yaakov, I want you to go to Rivka's family and get a wife. So he was Mekayim Kibbut Av Eim.
He was.
Doing somewhat. So the Beit Mechai asked. He was. He came. He told him. Rivka first tells him, go run away.
Right.
Then Yitzchak says, I want you to go and get a wife.
Right.
At the very end of Parshas Toldos. So the Beit Mechai says, he should have gone to Lavan, married Leah, and come back. You fell in love with Rachel. It's all your fault. I didn't tell you to do that.
Why should you make a bad 14-year deal?
Right. Okay. Amar of Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu, Akar Haya. Yitzchak Avinu was an Akar. Shenemar, Vayeta Yitzchak, Lashem, Lenochach Eshto. Al Eshto, Lenemar, Elenochach. Malamet, Shenemar, Kum. They're both of them were sterile. Ihachi v'yatar lo v'yatar lahem mibayalei. It should have said lahem. No, the answer is l'fisha ein adom et tefilas tzadik ben tzadik tefilas tzadik ben rasha. Everyone knows this Gemara. A tefilah of a tzadik ben tzadik is better than a tefilah of a tzadik ben rasha. Yes, in Yaakov, you know the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you should put up someone for the amid who's maybe the Rosh says it's total. Listen, I'll read the words inside. Tov l'kayv anashim mizera rechokim liyos shatz. You should put a shliach tzibur who's from a zera rechokim. Not the best guy. Maybe he's the best balchuva. That's what he is. He's the best balchuva. Put up the best balchuva you have. Don't put up the best FFB. Don't put up that guy. Put up the best balchuva. Right. So why? Sha'adifa tfila tzadik ben rasha al acherim. The answer is because on acherim. For other people, a tzadik ben rasha is the best. But for yourself, a tzadik ben tzadik is better than a tzadik ben rasha. So when two of them are davening,
they say you listen to a woman more than a man sometimes. Do we have that too?
Fine, so this outweighs that. Amar of Yitzchak, Mibnei Mahay Avasenu. This is a very difficult Gemara. Mibnei Mahay Avasenu Akurim. Why did Hashem make, why were all the Avos all sterile? Why? Mibnei, because Shakarash Baruch Hu Misavet L'Tfilon Shal Tzadikim. Hashem loves, desires the tefillah of tzaddikim. It's a very difficult. That's a very deep Gemara. What's the message of that?
So therefore, he makes him sterile, so they'll daven that he should have children.
It's infertile.
It's a very deep Gemara. It's very deep content. Think about that. Think about that Gemara for a minute. Think about it, that line. Yeah. Spend some time thinking what that means.
I don't get it.
What does that mean?
Exactly, what does it mean?
He's not sadistic.
What does it mean? At the end, gave them all children. At the end.
Right. But
what does that mean?
I don't get it.
I'm not going to answer it now because I don't have an answer.
You mean to tell me that if they would have had children, they wouldn't have died?
I understand the question. I'm just telling you, it's not a simple Gemara.
Yeah. Maybe.
Amar Yitzchak, Lamadim Shal Tzvilas and Shal Tzadikim will get Eter. Why are the Tzvilas of Tzadikim compared to a pitchfork? Ma eter zeh, just like a pitchfork. Ma'abech ha'tvul v'makom l'makom. It moves the tvul from here to there. Kach tfilosan shal HaKadosh shal tzadikim. Ma'apeches midosef shal HaKadosh baruch hu. Mimidas rigzonos l'midas rachmanos. It changes Hashem's mind. So, you know, we always ask, what does tefillah help? Hashem decided Rosh Hashanah what you're going to be. So what does tefillah help? What are you davening for? It's already been decided. What's the answer to that question?
Tefillah can change it, right?
What? Really? You can change Hashem's mind?
Now your questions are fear altogether.
You change yourself. So the Gzeira was on Yossi X. Yossi Y, it's a whole different thing. Exactly. This Gemara says the exact opposite.
Exactly.
This Gemara says, no, you change Hashem. Yeah. Maybe you have to be a Tadak. Right? A Tadak can do that. Right? The Tadak didn't change. It became a better Tadak. Oh, it could be.
A different Tadak.
Could be, but you're changing Hashem.
You see that by Avraham Avinu was Sadaim.
What?
Avraham Avinu bargained with the Rebbeinu Shalom for Sadaim.
Yeah, but he had no cards to bargain with.
No.
Because he's diving for a bunch of Rishayim. He had no cards.
Yeah, whatever.
Not diving for himself.
But the point was he changed the Rebbeinu Shalom's mind.
How so?
How many? The first
Rebbeinu Shalom. Okay. What?
Who's he dominating for, really, Avram?
I have a better question about that.
Yeah, a bunch of Nazis. You're dominating for them, they should what are you dominating for? They're Rishayim. I'm Rishayim. Nazis, you know, let's say. What are you dominating for?
Not only that, what was he dominating for? That those tzaddikim, if there were any, should save the whole city? Or only themselves?
Right. I heard it was just the place shouldn't be destroyed.
The only themselves.
I read that.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was he davening for? That 50 people should save all 100,000?
Right.
Or only the 50? Can't be only the 50. They're going to be saved anyway.
No, Biglal 50. That means the entire
Biglal
place.
Biglal 50, the whole place.
Yeah.
So, but Noah couldn't do it.
No. They were not going to be saved.
No, try.
Why not?
Because once
Mashiach
goes up,
so
where does it say
Noah? What?
Where does it say Noah can try?
But those were tzaddikim. So they couldn't save everyone else. They will only save themselves. So what exactly was Avram doing there? We're getting off topic. Amar of Ami, Avram Visara tum in Hayu. They were tumtums. Shinemar, he beat it while tsar. Chotzavtam, vel mikvas bar, no kartam. Okay, v'ksiv, and it says, he beat it while Avram avichem vel sara techololechem. Fine. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Aravua. Sara imenu, island is Haisa. She was an islandess. Shenemar, like it says, Vatihi Sare Akara Ein Lo Valad. Afilu Beis Vlad Ein Lo. She didn't even have a makom there. All this Gemara about waiting 10 years is only in the old days. Why? Everyone lived for so long. But nowadays, not everyone, you don't live that long. Right? You have to wait 2.5 years. You don't have a child in 2.5 years, you can get divorced. That's 3 cycles. Rabbi Amar Rav Nachman 3 years, not 2.5. 3 years. Can I get Shalosh Pekidos? That's 3 cycles. The 3 Rosh Hashanahs, because you have to wait. Rashi explains you wait a little bit to get better, and then you try again. The Amar Mar Rosh Hashanah Nifkedu Sar Rachel V'Chana. Okay, and Rosh Hashanah they were remembered. Amar Rabba Lesnu Lahani Klali. Now we don't hold like any of this. Why? Michti Man. Masni Ma'an Tikin. Who wrote the Mishnayis? Who was Masakim Mishnayis? Rebbe. Rebbe did that. V'habime Rebbe, v'habime David Ma'ayit Shani. By David's time already, people started to stop living so long. Tichsiv, it says, Yimei Shino Seinu Behem Shivim Shana. Right? 70 years. And then Gvuros Shmonim Shana. If you're very Gvura, you're a big Gvura, then it's 80 years. So already it's lower, right? V'hai, I'm sorry.
He still wrote down
10 years in the Mishnah. Right? So Tosfos on top says that Afagaf, the Haikra, the Tfilas Moshe Ksiv, that capital was written by Moshe, right? Mistama David Amru, but David wrote that one pasuk. Shematzinu, Shechai Kach, Avol Moshe, Matzinu, Shechai Yosef. Fine. Vaishema lo zacha libonos haimeno, v'dilma ihi de lo zachya. Maybe it's her fault. Right? The Gemara answers, well, kiv ihi, her, given the mipakta a perivribia lomiancha. Why would she be punished? She doesn't have in Peruvu. She doesn't have in Peruvu. Why would she be punished? Andy, is that true? Va amri le rabbanon le rab abba bar zavda. The rabbanon told her abba bar zavda, nasiv itisa, go get married, the il lid bini, and get to have children. So va amri lehu, and he told back, he said back, I zakai havile mikamaisa. Had I been worthy, my first wife would have given me children. Why should I get married again? So what do you see from here? Right? What do you see from here?
That he shouldn't be allowed to marry again.
That he shouldn't, what?
Yeah, because we say he forget about this wife, go to the next wife.
Yeah, but the question was on her.
The question was on her.
So that's true, so why did he have to get divorced in the beginning?
So the Gemara answer is, Hasam d'chuyi kamadchile l'rabbanan. That was just a bogus answer. He just told them that to get rid of them. Why? Because the Ravada Barzav Yaker. He was infertile mipirkei to Rav Huna, because he went to the, we had this already once, he went to the Rav Huna's yeshir, and he somehow he became infertile. Rav Gidol Yaakov pirkei to Rav Huna, Rav Gidol, same thing happened. Rav Chelbo Yaakov pirkei to Rav Huna, same thing happened to Rav Chelbo. Rav Sheshes Yaakov pirkei to Rav Huna, same thing happened to Rav Sheshes. Rav Acha bar Yaakov ach de se suschinta. What does that mean? Rav Ach, what?
He had suschinta.
Oh, he had some disease. Tluya ba'arza, hanging on an arza tree? I don't know what that means.
No, it's sort of late and not going to the bathroom.
Because he held back.
Same thing, because he couldn't leave Rav Huna's shir.
Oh, the Bay Rav, Baza the Bay Rav, Nafak Mimine Kahutsa Yarko. He had some ooze came out of him. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Shitin Savi Havina, there was 60. 60?
60 of us, yeah.
60 of us. V'kul Yaakov and Pirkei. All of us became, the Rav Huna, all of us became infertile. V'levar mana. Except for me. The kaimei naf benaf shai, chachma tichya ba'alea. I have to be smart. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
So
you went to the bathroom.
You couldn't go to the Rosh Hashiva and say, look, this rabbi.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
What's the deal? So give him a break. Isn't he always causing them
friends?
Yeah.
No, he says that the Mefarshim that they were so concentrated on the shear, yes. they didn't even pay attention to their needs,
no,
physical needs.
The shear, you didn't give them a break.
That's your interpretation. That's not their interpretation. That's your.
Yes, they need
recess.
They didn't have those days.
Okay, Girsha Muteres. Then we said, if you divorce, you married 10 years, no children, unfortunately, so you get divorced. The both of you could remarry.
Right.
Shani in, then the Mishnah said she can be married a second time, which implies, but she can't be married a third time. Right. Shlishi lo. Masnisin Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? Rebbe, it's Rebbe. Titania. We learned in a Brisa. Mila Harishon, you have a baby, you give a baby a Mila Umeis, and it dies. Sheni Umeis. Second one also dies. Shlishi Lo Tamul. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, the third one, let it go. It's an Ones. You can't have a Bris Mila. There's a problem in the family. So what do you see from here? Two times makes a Chazakah. Rebbe Shir Ben Gamliel Omer, Shalosh, Shlishi Tamul, the third time, yes. Revi Lo Tamul, fourth time, not. Ay, Vatanya Ipcha. But we learned somewhere else the opposite, that they switch around the sheet. He says two, he says three. So, Haimenayo Achrini Yasa. Which one was said last? Says Rashi. E Ezer Shemaha Mishnayis Nishnas Achrona. Which one was said last? The Nismoch Aleha Amilsa Demar Udemar. We'll go by whichever one was said last. When all the dust settled, the last one that they said, what they hold? The Chol Chad V'Chad Hadar Mishitase Kamaisa V'Nokat Shitase D'Chavri. Each one switched his opinion. I used to hold like this. He said, I used to hold like this. So what's the last one? The last one is the one that's authoritative. Ubraisa Iker Dahadar Buk Mikamaisa. Right? The second, in the Braisa, they went back. They switched. So whichever one's the last one, that's going to be the one the most authoritative. Toshma.
So which one is it?
We're going to get there. There was a story with four sisters in Tzipori. Shemala Rishon of a mace. One had a bismila, not herself. The child, the baby died. Shnia mace. Shlishis mace. Revius, the fourth one, boss of Rav Shir Ben Gamliel. They came to Rav Shir Ben Gamliel. Amalu altimoli, don't do it. So what do you see? He's the one who holds three. Says the Gemara, what kind of rai is that? Vidilma, I asya shlishis. If they would have gone after the second baby, by the third baby, Nami Havi Amal, he would have said the same thing. They didn't ask. So of course he's going to say now, don't do it. Everyone holds now, don't do it. The question was, by number three, do you do it or not? So Im Kane said, if that's true, then Ma'isa Dusa Durav Chia Brava. Then why is he repeating over this story? Why is he repeating over this story? Everybody holds he can't do the fourth. What's he repeating it to you for? It must be that Rabbi Gamliel holds with the third he could have done. And we asked, well, why didn't he come and ask him about the third? It's not a riot, maybe they didn't ask him. But if they didn't ask him, then what's he telling me the story for? Everyone agrees he can't do the fourth. Everyone holds he can't do the fourth. But obviously he holds that he could do the third. V'dilma now, hakam ashmalon, da'chayos mechzakos. No, maybe the chiddush was that it even applies to different sisters.
Well, it's not the same family.
It's not the same family. It's the same extended family.
Right.
Right? Even the same sisters also have this problem. That's the Chiddush. I would have thought, no, only one family, only one mother. Here, it's four different mothers.
Okay. All of them had the same problem?
Yeah, okay. Four sisters. Sister one, two, three, and four. Sister one, the baby died. Sister two, the baby died. Sister three, the fourth one goes to ask. So the question was, well, maybe he didn't ask. Maybe they didn't ask by the third one. So how is it a right holds this way? Says no. Otherwise, what's the story? Stop teaching me. I'll tell you what the story is teaching me. That you say this didn't even my four sisters.
Isn't that hemophilia?
Because yes. Yes.
Saying how he died.
No, but
we assume that's what happened.
Yes.
That's what Gemara assumes. I'll tell you why. Because otherwise, babies didn't die. They survived Bris Milas. Right?
Yeah.
They're not saying how it died.
What? I know, but I think it's the assumption. I think it's the assumption. Yeah. Because otherwise, kids had Bris Milas in the olden days, and they lived.
The only genetic disease that would cause babies to die, multiple, would be hemophilia.
I mean, there's no other, like, it's a very severe surgery for a very little baby. No? Especially in those days. But my son's bris, I said to them, well, how'd they treat a bris mila in the olden days?
No,
to make sure that the infection and that the baby heals properly. And we have this massive tube of cream. What did they do in the old
days?
That's
not critical, really.
No?
You don't need that? No.
You don't need
that? No.
Interesting. Okay. So, Amar Rava, Hashta Damarta Achayos Machzakos. Now that we know that even by sisters, the same thing applies, right? So then, lo yisa adam isha, you shouldn't marry a woman, lo mi mishpachas nichbin, not from a type of family that has nichbin,
epileptic,
lo mi mishpachas mitzorayim, not with a family that has tzaras. Why? Because it's a chazaka now, the whole family's tainted. For who? This chazik plus a zemni. As long as it happens to three sisters, then you shouldn't stay away from that family. Why? Yeah, but this one's good looking. Okay, but it doesn't make a difference. It's in the family, right?
Now, what does it mean, mitzoras? It's different.
It probably means some kind of disease.
Infectious disease.
Right, it's probably not tzaras, because that's a spiritual disease, because it's lashon hara. But the whole family talks lashon hara.
Genetic. That's not genetic, that's more infectious disease.
So I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of genetic. I don't know. Maybe some kind of genetic thing that makes people look funny. I don't know. Nice. So my Havirala. What's the bottom line here? Kiyaser of Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Uvda Havi Kamed Rav Yochanan. There was a story. B'Shechinta Dimaon in the Shul Maon. B'Yom Kippur. It was Yom Kippur. Listen to this. Shechal Yos B'Shabbes. It was Yom Kippur that fell out on Shabbos. There were four Bismillahs that day. Right. Umal Arishon of a Meis. The first one died. Shni of a Meis. Second one died. B'Shlishis. The third one already. Basal Lefanav. Amrulu L'chi Umali. Go do the Bismillah. Why? Because he held three is a chazaka, not two. So Amale Abaya, look at this. Chazit the Kasharis Isura Visakanta. Look at this. You're mattering in Isser. And you're causing the baby to die. You're mattering in Isser of what? Of doing Brismila on Sha'am Yom Kippur. And also, the baby's going to die. What are you doing? But nevertheless, Samach Ale Abaya. Abaya relied on this. Says Rashi. Samach Ale Alha, the Rav Yitzchak, the Amar Mishmei, Rav Yochanan, Betzla Zimni Havei, Tavi Chazaka. He relied on that. He commented, but he relied on it. Why? The Azal Nasba Luchoma. He married Choma, Bered the Isi, Brate the Isi Bered the Rav Yitzchak, Bered of Yehuda, the son, the daughter of this person, the Nasva Rechava the Pumpadisa Veshachiv, who was married to Rechava, who had died, Rav Yitzchak Bered the Rabba Bar Barchana Veshachiv, who married this guy and also died, the Nasbe who. And Abaya married him, her, Veshachiv, and Abaya also died. Right? Okay. Well, would Rava really have done that? Would Abaya really have done that? Vaha ihu the Amar Avin de Samcha.
Avin is reliable.
Well, Avin's reliable. Yitzchak Sumka lav bar samcha. Yitzchak Sumka is not reliable. Avin yeshna bechazara. Why is that true? Because Avin yeshna bechazara. Avin was always by Rabbi Yochanan. So if he heard Rabbi Yochanan say a different version, he would have heard it. It's always there. Yitzchak Sumka ain bechazara. Yitzchak Sumka was not always there. So he wasn't zocha to hear if Rabbi Yochanan ever changed his mind. You can't rely on him. He was never there. He was there half the time. Wasn't even there. They owed Ema de Pligi in Yidmila. When do they argue? Then they argue about Mila. But Benisu and Mi Pligi, no one argues on that. No, and they do argue. Vatanya, Nisas Larishan Umes, Lashani Umes, Shlishi Lotinase, Divi Rebbe. Rebbe said, no, there's no third marriage for this woman. Rashirmeg on the Lomer, Shlishi Tinase, Lurvi Lotinase. Now, Bishlamagabi Mila, Ikamishpacha de Rafi Dama, Ikamishpacha de Kamidama. You could have a situation. This family, the kids are weak. The kids are this. The blood's like that. So you can have such a thing. I mean, it's in my time. Why is there a din that the suit, you can't marry for the third time? Why? So Amalei, Rav Mordechai, Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avimi, Ma'agrunya, Bishmei de Rav Huna, Mayin Gorim. What is Mayin Gorim? Officially it means, the fountain is Gorim. What does that mean, the fountain is Gorim? Somehow, being with her causes people to die. Being with her. Ravashi Omar, Mazel Gorim. No, it's the Mazel. It's a big Mazel. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Listen to this Gemara. Iki Benayu, the Irsa Umis. What if he only had Irsa and he died? Does that count now as a strike against her? Oh, or Inami did not fall Mediklu Umis. He fell off of the roof and he died. He's hit by a bus and he died. Nothing to do with her.
Natural, right.
So what does Rashi say? The Rashi of Inami. The naspa vesalik l'dikla v'nafal meis liman da amar mayin goreim. If you say that the mayin is goreim, lo huchzik azu, doesn't count. Shari mayina lo garim lo shiyamus, nothing to do with her. Shari lo meis micholi. Shari lo meis micholi.
Yeah, he didn't die from the illness.
He didn't die from an illness. He died because he got hit by a bus. But if you hold it to mazel, the guy died.
That's
the last thing that
you
freaking. Yes? Yeah. Another minute. I'm going to let Rabbi Yosef, Berei, Derava, Larava. But anyway, Rabbi Yosef, Halacha Karebi, Va'amali in. Do we pass him like Rabbi or not? Halacha Kareb Shimon, Ben Gamliel, Va'amali in. Pass like Rabbi Shimon, Ben Gamliel? He said, yeah. So, Achuch, Uchuchbi. He was laughing at that. Like, what are you making fun of me? I ask you to pass him like him. We can't pass him like both. Amalei lo, it's Amalei lo.
You're also right.
Stummy he. It depends what this halach is about. Upashit lach. Now okay, we'll stop here because now we're going to go. When did they hold three? And when did they hold two? So it depends what the case was. There are certain things. For example, when does how many times does a woman have to have a period to get a cycle? How many times do you have to not listen to the Chachamim before they just lock you in a dungeon and throw away the key? How many times does Sharmuad become a Sharmuad? So it depends on the case. Sometimes it's two and sometimes it's three. So tomorrow we'll go into all that. All right? Everybody have a very good day.